Is your exercise program and training prematurely aging you?
Interesting concept. What do you need to know? Let's turn to Fairfax Hackley from BodyMassGym.com and our Best Body Report. Great to have you back, Hack.
Always great to be here.
Now, we've been told all of our lives exercise is good for you. How could it cause us to have premature aging?
Well, we all know that exercise can help us feel better, look better, and actually slow down the aging process. But the organizations that lead our health really have not agreed upon exactly what the correct amount of exercise is. That current amount is 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise. But if you talk to different people, that may be not enough. It may be too much. But we need to really look at the effects of what the exercise is actually focusing and doing to our bodies from the inside out.
So how can it be prematurely aging you? What are you talking about?
Well, we need to focus on two different things. One, our chronological age and our biological age, which is extremely important. Our chronological age is how old we actually are in years, months, and days. But our biological age means how are we aging? We've seen a lot of people who are like 60 years old and they look like they're 40. That means their biological age is absolutely very good for that particular person. And that's the best way to measure how healthy you are and how you're going to age. But many of us who overexercise and who do strenuous things, the amount of stress and things that we place on our body can lead to a lot of detrimental effects.
Well, and we've got so many folks training for these long distance races, the Marine Corps Marathon coming up. So obviously some folks overtrain for these things. What are some of the symptoms?
Some of the worst symptoms are we lose a lack of focus. We have trouble, you know, sleeping. We have trouble with our day-to-day chores. We lose an interest in things. We have more and more injuries. So, again, it's about how we're feeling. You can be super fit, but you can feel like crap. You can feel crappy every single day. So it's really important to understand the effects that they're having on you and implement the things that not only will help your training, but help you recover. That's so, so important. And hydration is one of the most important things.
Any tips, Hack?
You know, it's really important to regularly monitor your training. If you're lifting, you want to go your heavy light days. If you're running, you want to incorporate some sprints besides the distance. And you also want to maximize your recovery. So that means that don't be afraid to fall asleep and take naps. Don't be afraid to drink lots of water. And we're talking about real water here. Do your mobility workouts, reduce your prolonged sitting, and take a chill pill when it comes to the amount of exercise that you're doing.
All right, very good. Fairfax Hackley, BodyMassGym.com, and our Best Body Report.